Shabbat Mevrach, hope you had a wonderful Shabbat. Mishnah Yomi is continuing in Psachim, in the second Perek and the second Mishnah. Chometz shel Nochri, she'over olov Pesach, mutter behana. Chometz belonging to a non-Jewish person, and Pesach has passed over, so now it's the day after Pesach. Mutter behana, a Jew can derive benefit. You could go ahead and buy it from the non-Jew and eat it. Now the Mishnah contrasts this, Vishel Yisroel, chametz that belonged to a Jew, and the Jew, Mamish, owned the chametz, didn't get rid of it, didn't sell it to a non-Jew for the course of Pesach, Aser Behana. Now after Pesach, it is forbidden for any Jew to get benefit from, Shenamar Lo Yerelecha S'or, because the Pasuk says, you may not see any leaven during Pesach. Now what this Mishnah means is because it's an Isser D'Oraita, it's a biblical prohibition to see chametz, to possess chametz during Pesach, then if a Jew did so illegally, the rabbis punished him by saying your chametz is Aser Behana, you can't sell it to another Jew, and this is why a little bit after Pesach there are lists that go around about which stores or distributors happened to have chametz that was owned by a Jew or a Jewish-owned company on Pesach, so we can be careful not to buy that chametz. Great, on to Mishnah Gimel. Nochri shehilva et Yisrael ol chametzo. A non-Jew borrowed money from a Jew using his chametz as collateral. Actually, sorry, this first case is the non-Jew lent out money. Hilva means lent out. So the non-Jew is lending out money to a Jewish borrower, and the chametz as collateral is belonging to the Jew. Now the Bart Nura here adds in, there's an important stipulation that they made. So the Jew made a stipulation, Im lo heveti lecha malt ad yom ploni, if I don't bring you the money by a certain day, the due date on the loan, kona me'achshav, then this chametz collateral that, you know, he's putting up as collateral for the loan, a security deposit here, then it is kone me'achshav, meaning it would belong to you from right now. So if the Jew does not pay back the money that was borrowed, then this chametz collateral belongs to the non-Jewish lender or bank right away. Now there's actually a machlokis in the Mefarshim and the Poskim later on. The Rambam says that this loan was due before Pesach. So it's clear before Pesach that the chametz belonged to the non-Jewish lender. And the Ravid says even after, since it's a me'achshav, they made a stipulation, a condition that the kinyan would be effective immediately on the date the loan was originally made. It would even be good like that according to the Ravid. So let's go on in the Mishnah. The Yisrael shehilva et nochri el chametzo, and now a Jew is lending out money to a non-Jew, and the non-Jew is putting up chametz as a security deposit. You're going to say, maybe it's not just bread, maybe it's some nice whiskey. So, achar Pesach, aser behana. After Pesach, it's forbidden for the Jew to have any benefit from it. You might think, oh, well, it wasn't really, the Jew might think it wasn't really mine. It was really a security deposit, it really belonged to the other party. But when he didn't pay, it becomes the Jew's chametz, and now it's aser behana. Now the Mishnah changes subject a little bit here. It says, chametz shenofa alav mapolit. Chametz that was buried when a building collapsed onto it. You understand they didn't have very good building codes in ancient times, so sometimes buildings would, God forbid, fall down. And here it happened to bury the chametz, or the kitchen caved in, buried all the chametz. Harehu kimivor. It's as if they've done beer. Now the Bartner brings to the Mishnah, he has to say the bittel anyway. He has to recite the bittel because maybe they'll get a bulldozer and clear off the rubble, and there's his chametz, there's his cookies or his bread, and he might decide to be kone it. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, so Rabbi Shimon adds, Kol she'ena kelev yachol lechafse acharav. This is when a dog would not be able to dig in the rubble and get the chametz. If a dog was able to go after it and get it, then it would not be considered mevur, and he'd have to, you know, really mevur it. He'd have to go and get it and destroy it and mevatel it. The Bart Nura brings from the Gemara that kamahu tefisa kelev, how deep can a kelev go? Shlosha tefachim. So you'd have to check out your diet. I guess this is the average dog can dig, can smell chametz 3 tefachim deep and dig in the rubble to get it. And it's amazing, one of the zechuyot that Eretz Yisrael, Medinat Yisrael has, is that when there is, God forbid, an earthquake or a disaster in other places, that the Israelis are some of the first to send the search and rescue team. And they have specially trained dogs that I think can even smell human beings and rescue them even deeper than three tefachim. So this mission is dealing with stam dogs, the specially trained search and rescue dogs. That's Baruch Hashem, a different madrega. They can go even deeper. Shavuot Tov and be well.